Yeah, good afternoon.
First of all, thank you for coming here. You had been here yesterday, or you missed something yesterday because you were not here in Innsbruck, but you had close to 100 years of flooding. So it was close to, some branches were already closed, it was really high flooding. So you were really lucky that you could do your journey. And you could come back. So I left my office at about 2:30 because they, half past one, because they said they may close all the bridges and I have to go to bed. So
thanks for being here.
Someone may of you have seen snow up in the mountains that morning because the cold front is coming in. More than 2,200 meters, there's snow.
What's there of snow?
Okay, so again, very warm welcome. I really miss so many people here. It's very fine. And, I'm very happy to leading the group, but they don't need me. They do everything by themselves. They do very good work, and very happy to have them. So,
there's not so much to say. I mean, we have,
our unit is a mixture out of many different things. So we have this unit, this group here working with lighting, but in fact, we are a complete mixture from mechanical engineering, civil engineering, with architecture, with physics. Because making buildings is it's a material with so many people interacting and maybe not understanding each other. So it's really nice that the building really somehow.
So what we're doing in our group is, it's a mixture. I mean, we have quite some people. We have a laboratory which we're going to visit. There are many laboratories, or several laboratories, and they also show what we're doing. So we're starting from building physics, from lighting, from
basic physics in the room, so with moisture, combined moisture and temperature transport and things like that. Then we go further on to the whole building and the passive measures on heating and cooling. Of course, lighting is a big part of it. But it's not only lighting.
And we are happy that we have
the companies like Barton and Hiller
others here, and
we have a good field that we can work on it. But it is far more than lighting. And then we come to passive measures like window light shading, like things like that. It's also lighting. But then you have to put in heating and cooling and ventilation things. So we have the whole HVAC in there, and we try to combine all of that to the best way, to the most cheapest way to the customer, and to fulfill the comfort, which is quite tricky because all the different parts, on the one hand, they don't know from each other. The architect does not know that he's already setting 40% of operating costs and also a lot of investment costs in his first sketch. He doesn't know. We have to tell. So we try to teach architects about that thing. And then we have to put in as simple as possible HVAC system. Not as tricky as possible. Because if you want to get, for example, electronics part, how many years do you get spare parts for electronics and buildings? And how long is building then? Does that match? So better to passive measures, which last forever, everything that is moving, lives longer and so on. So that's our aim.
Then we go in further. So we put buildings together to city quarters, and we put city quarters together to provinces and to the whole state of Austria, and look how it may look like without fossil fuels.
What does it really mean? What does it mean for politicians? What is the lack? So, for example, I just finished a study of how many people are doing hydraulics and planning hydraulics to be needed just for having the number of heat pumps that we're going to need in the scenarios to bring it on the market.
How many people do we miss here? How many people do we miss to photovoltaics and so on? So, a lot of questions to make this
energy transition possible.
That's all the bunch which we try to do, and that's of course a lot. And of course we have several people. We are teaching
in different parts. We
also teach the whole broadness of the thing. We start with building physics and dynamic dynamics, and then we have special lectures on the other end on lighting, on heat pumps, on PV and so on.
And also on climate design for architects and so on.
Our employees. But I think it's more than a half in the moment that we have on project money, so lots of projects are going on.
So it's a mixture of projects and universities.
Of course, Well, that's again what we want to do. So everything in the buildings is tricky, but if you don't do it and don't bring people together, then you don't get the optimized total. Well, that's data improvement. With that, I will hand over to Martin. And as I said, I'm very happy that I don't have to do anything.
Okay. Adam Scott.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, so as Wolfgang said, I would like to take the chance to present our lighting group, the lighting group. So we are
Almost 30 people, a bit more. So 20% around, we can say, are working in the lighting field. Just shortly going through some of the persons you know quite well. We are lucky that we have David since beginning of this year in our group as Radiance expert, data simulation and ESDF studies, of course. He will continue his research, basically what he was done at Badenbach also. Then Sasha, he is working on controls mainly, and also on user-centered systems. Then Daniel, he is also on the field of controls. He will have a presentation tomorrow on the IndyLight module and also the measurement field he's working on, the goniophotometer, what we will watch afterwards. Then Joseph, he is working on BIM to BEM. So BIM, of course, what we just heard before, is an important topic, how we come from the BIM model to the simulation model. And he's also doing regular yoga sessions for us when we have some kind of institute workshops, whatever. So it's also very good in this. Then Vincent, you know quite well already. He's also in the field of controls and coding. And also Andreas, he is the presentation guy today. And he also supports us in the coding, that acquisition, also in the living lab. And yeah, myself, I'm partly at Badenbach, as you know, and 50% I'm here. And the leader, let's say, of the daylighting group is Rainer Pfluger. He's also somewhere here running around. So he's in the multi-field, he's a building physicist, daylight, of course, but also ventilation, and also the passive house concept is very well well known and well teached by himself in research. So I will make it short because I want to see the lab, but just a small overview on research projects that we are doing. So we are very much based on, funded on third money, third party money. So we are applying research projects. And the fields where we are in, of course, simulation systems, meaning daylighting systems, measuring, but also modeling. Then BIM is in the recent stage also coming into the projects, and of course the topic of control of daylighting systems. So quite a lot of history behind that. Also with Badenbach, we are doing since a long time research projects together. When it comes to the lab, so we will watch some labs, not all labs, of course, just highlighting one project which we are running at the moment in the institute. It's a quite huge H2020 project with around 25 partners where I'm particularly in. And the goal here is to establish, let's say, measurement pilot lines for different fields in the building sector. And our particular focus is, let's say, the product and verification of a semi-transparent envelope solutions. And in this program, in this project, we are working on mainly three measuring devices, which is also in the focused on the facade, of course. The one is an in-situ G-value approach, measuring G-values directly on the facade, on installed facade. Second approach is our goniophotometer, which you will watch afterwards if you are interested. And the third one are our passive test cells for outer facade studies. So this in-situ G-value concept was developed in my PhD studies, and we want to further enhance it now. Basic idea is to measure G-value, as you know, is a combination of transmission and secondary heat flux. And with this controlled heat flux apparatus, we are just trying to measure both aspects in an installed assay. In Missouri, we are going to extend this. We want to create, let's say, a method where we will be able to measure angle-dependent G-values in terms of a clamp resolution or in a clamp distribution. And for this, we are working on this apparatus of the CDF, where in the end will be installed this angular, or this in situ G-value device in this apparatus, where we can then move the sun and arrange the sun position for the measurement. It's a thing of work in progress, so the mechanics started, and now we have to automatize it and to bring it in a shape that we can create first measurements. But this is Missouri, it's an ongoing project until end of 25, so that's still time. And the second measuring device is the sphere goniphotometer. That's an idea which was developed in our institute with Rainer Pfluger and also Daniel Plörer. And it was started with the first prototype what we see here. So the idea is to measure in a very, very cheap solutions or very cheap facilities the PSDF in a clamps resolution. First for quite small samples, but we are working on it to enhance the sizes what we can measure. You see here a very easy the globe where the sensors are installed. On the inner side are apertures, small apertures, there are lux sensors installed to measure directly on each clamp position. Here on the front is then the placeholder for the probe with the blend, and on the right you see the artificial light source, and then the measuring, let's say the measuring distance until the end, where you see the intake of the measuring globe from the other side. But that's probably seen a bit better in the reality then. And this is still quite work in progress. What you have seen, it's a prototype at first. Now we are working on set up a lighting lab in the cell of our building, where we have the right or the perfect environment. And then we are going to set up this globe, the sphere goniphotometer, in a kind of an automatization, because at the moment it's just one incident direction. And then when this setup is done, we then also start with the validation and tests, how accurate it is and so on. So still work to be done. So that's a short overview.